When he lost himself, I am thine, O Lord. He began to be out, go on like anything. And the people were afraid, went, reported their head. What is going on there? Go and see. He's in intoxication, way out of everything. Repeating the word Tera. Tera means I am thine, I am thine, I am thine, you see. Then further, Baki khatam kar diyo. Then the account was made, you see. And what happened about 300 or so old, he, Guru Nanak was not due from him, but due to him. Sometimes it happens so, you see. When you are lost in him, God power helps in a very mysterious way, you see. But how many there are who really are His? Can you say, I am thine, O Lord, mind, heart and soul? We say physically, there may turn up some few like that. And also, I think financially too might turn up some people like that. But how many there are who heart and soul are His? Very few. The real devotee of God is one who surrenders everything to Him. Body, mind and soul. So in that intoxication he went on weighing out, and people ran up to the head. Well, look at what is happening in your drawers. You'll simply give away everything. And they came and they just took an account. And what happened, about $300 or more were due to Guru Nanak and not due from Guru Nanak. So to surrender is very... You become His then? He's thine? Yours? Kabir says that all the world over is gambling in the world ways. Some lose, some gain. Again, that goes on all through life. He says, oh dear friends who are gambling in the world, I would just tell you my example, that I am also gambling. And how? So gambling goes on between two men, isn't it? If you lose, you have to give away everything. If you gain, you have to take away from the other body. He says, look here, I am also playing gambling not with the world but with God. Then what will happen? He says, if I lose, I will become His. And if I gain, He will become mine. In both ways, He is the kingdom. So we play with the world, you see, why not play with God? Very common saying, if you lose, you will become His, is it not? And if you gain, then He becomes yours. Either way, you are one with Him. So, those who just come to that realization and lost in very uttering the word of my Lord, I am thine, forgets everything. His mind, body and everything. That is true devotion, true love. And love always gives, knows giving, not taking. Once it so happened in the time of 10th Guru of the 6th, Guru Gobind Singh, These are God-intoxicated people, mind that. What he used to do? Once he sat down, he was praying, God, oh Lord, this, all, everything is your emanation, it is your, you are immanent every form, everything is thine, you are. All this, what we see, it is all thine, whether it is the earth or the sky or the stars or the rivers or the mountains. It is all thou yourself, thou self, thou thyself. Then in that intoxication, you just said, it is you, everything, it is you personified. Then you began repeating, it is all you, it is all you, it is all you. And in that intoxication, he sat 3 days regular, lost. No. So this becomes a fate, a very rare, who devote everything to him. So happened, you see, in the life of Mahachetan Prabhu. He was a saint, you see, in Bengal, in India. Every saint has its own saying, you see. We reminds them, him, of God. Everywhere, wherever he went, he said, all right, well, speak of God. Glorify God. He just, once it happened to go to a place where these, here there are machines for cleaning, you see, washing clothes. In the old days there were no machines like that, you see. There were all men, washermen were there who used to wash clothes. And there were regular placement for that purpose where many washermen worked there. He went up there, he stood by one man who was washing clothes. He said, glorify God. Say God, in his own language, of course, Hari Bol. Hari Bol means glorify God, think of God, glorify God. He said once, twice, thrice, he thought perhaps some beggar has come to want, he wants money. He kept quiet. Again, when he insisted, you say, glorify God, why don't you go? He said, he doesn't let me go, yes, let me repeat and say so that he may leave me. No sooner he repeated the very words, he became intoxicated. Charging was there. He began to also say glory, left the work, began to glorify God, glorify God. Other maids came up, what has happened to you? Glorify God. The result was, all washermen working over there, all began to glorify. So this is the intoxication for which we go to God intoxicated people. This cannot be had by reading scriptures. The prayers, etc., they are meant to come up to that state. So, Shamita Tavresh tells us, well, if you glorify that way and become intoxicated, everything becomes intoxication. Who you see, he becomes intoxicated. He is in every form, he is imminent in every form. Then he said, well, dear friend, I have got so much intoxication within myself, within my soul. If I leave the body, and body is cut into pieces and put into the field as a manure, any corn growing out of that. He does not speak of the man who eats, you see, that bread made from that corn, what he says, the man who cooks, bakes the bread, and also serves, they will become intoxicated. Want to speak of those who eat? Well, after all, there is something, isn't it, about which we do not know so far. If we have a little doubt of that intoxication, we'll forget the world. For that purpose, we go to masters. For the radiation, those who are receptive, work wonders. So whenever they see such like person, just like Maulana Rum says, just a drunkard, you see, when he sees the wine sparkling in glass, he is up and down by looking only, you see. Similarly, those who are intoxicated with the love of God, they look in the master that God is scintillating within him. They become intoxicated. They look into the eyes, they see, up and down. So these are the things which are the gift we can get from the God intoxicated man. This cannot be had by reading scripture, by performing outer rituals. That is a step for that, of course. Say prayers, be lost. Ramakrishna Paramahansa, when he said prayer, he was like that. God. The body was standing there. The answer like that. This is what is called the love of God, you see. By saying name, you lose yourself, forget yourself. Our body, mind, and outside, all in vibrance. I think you eat one of you have got some experience of it. When you come across somebody whom you love, your eyes turn. Is it? This can be told, you see. The other way too. So that is why it is said, love knows no law. This is a gift. Cannot be had by books or by scriptures. Naturally, when you come across such environments, you feel radiation too. The more receptive you are, the more you become forgetful. We used to have this incident with our master. Sometimes people came up, stood by him, he forgot. He stands still, eyes are open, he doesn't know who he is. That's intoxication. So that is why it is said, spirituality cannot be taught but caught by radiation. Generally, the love, what we call love, truly that is not love, that is misfit love, misdirected love. The love which starts in the body and ends in the body, that is no love, that is lust. It starts in the body, dissolves in the soul, that is love. So very, very great difference between the two. The first life blinds your vision. Second life opens your eyes. You are transformed. Once we have just a little experience of that, my world is nothing. When you go on planes, some of the plane flies 30,000, 40, 1,000 feet high. Well, all below it is very insignificant. Even the rivers, very mountain, little mountain, they appear. All what it appears now are the worldly things, possessions. They appear to us very important, very great. You see, we have ambition to have those. But as you rise above, they lose all attraction, you see. This is the wings on love on which one can fly to heaven. All these performances of outer prayers, rites, rituals, where the element is still meant for that. So as you think, so you become it. There's a story of one Dronacharya in the Hindu scripture, Mahabharata. Dronacharya is a very good archer, you see. He used to teach other archery. Once one man came out to him, as we say, of the average people, you see, ordinary people, as we say now, 8 years, you black people, Nero. Something like, have lower order. Though they are not lower in the eyes of God, just as Christ asked for water from this bottle, it is, oh, why? You ask from us on account of inferiority complex. He went to that Dronacharya. Will you teach me archery? He said, who you are? He was being of the ordinary average God. No, no, I cannot teach you that. He went away. He had a look up at him. He went away. He made him idol, you see, model of Dronacharya at home. And began to meditate on him because he had seen him. So that manifested that form. And from that manifested form he learned archery. And there were special feet. You just send out arrow, you see. The mouth of a deer should be sealed, I mean, with the arrow. That is special for him. So he learned that by practice. Dronacharya, one day was passing, he saw there was antelope or deer, you see. His mouth was sealed with arrow. No, is it? Because that art nobody else knew except himself. He came up with a while. Who is your teacher? Guru. Dronacharya. Oh, I never heard of you as my student. How did you find it? Then he explained to you, I just dwelt on you and made you manifest. I learned that from you. Though what he did later on, that's another thing. But so much force. Love of God. Against the will of Dronacharya, he learned that very often. As you think, so you become. And what he did then, he prayed, I think that was not very good. He said, you should cut your thumb and give it to me as a dexterous offering, so that he may not be able to to earn that arrows. So you see, love and devotion, love means everything. I've said the learned people have a little doubt of this intoxication. He said they will just dance like anything before ahead of us. In due course it comes up, we must be regular. That's all. Masters, you see, when you become devoted, by receptivity you have all these things. My master has to just wind up the whole give and take. You see, a reaction before. They don't give you like that. Or they go on with it, you'll have it. So such like, when they'll love, then who could anybody be there except the one whom you love? And that also there's duality, and love knows oneness. The two become one in soul. You forget everything outside. So that story was the repeating of Guru Nanak. So see, there are instances to show in the life of most of us, of the saints.
You would like to show in the movie, and
where
they want to see
it. Yes, yes. Most welcome.
Mr. Rin, could you please speak some
cards?
Don't disturb the audience, just give the master in the middle,
you could
see.
This movie?
Yeah, here's the chair.
What's it? Where is the projector that
should
be in the front, you see?
That's the real mystery behind it. When one meets a true master, you see nothing to people. But he should be devoted. Forget everything. That more adds some more intoxication of those who were in your God intoxicated, in your intoxication, they have forgotten yourself. Then I have to go to the place. You read that? What are you? Hello?
Can you film the
calendar? First read it and then see if you know.
Kiyao mehfila na hosh rahe na hum aisi pila de saakiya na hosh rahe na hum.
Oh master, give us a drink. By drinking which I lost all our food consciousness. Neither I remain nor you become one. Yes.
ऐसी पिला दे साकिया न होश रहे ना हम न होश रहे ना हम न होश रहे ना गम
तो गम कर तुम पूरे दिन ही फ्लिक्चर दूर ला आरो
शम्श को ऐसी पिलाई पी के मत वाला शम्श को ऐसी पिलाई पी के मत वाला हुआ शम्श को ऐसी पिलाई पी के मत वाला हुआ ऐसा मत वाला हुआ ना होश रही ना चम.
He was ordered to be stripped of all his skin. In that intoxication, he stripped off his skin. You see. He never killed one who is what is being happening, what is happening. Just give us such a little one peg.
Shamsh ko aisi pilai pi ke mastana hua. शम्श ने ऐसी पी ना होश रही ना चम ना होश रहे ना कोई कहता है तू ही तू है, तू ही तू है, कोई कहता है
it is mine, it is thine, why let us divide this and that thing, because oh God give that intoxication, both in thine or mine, both fade away. The very idea of mine in thine should fade away.
ऐसी पिला दे साकिया ना होश रहे ना गम, ना होश रहे ना गम, ना तू रहे ना हम, ना होश रहे ना गम, ना तू रहे ना हम.
That's the feat of the love. Could want you want to be near, sit by him. Even then they do it, they want to be one.
Aisi pila de sakiya na hosh rahe na gham, aisi pila de sakiya na hosh rahe na gham, aankhon aankhon se
what is the way how to drink that wine intoxication? He says, oh master, it is through your eyes. You give it out like that. Eyes are the windows of the soul. And the soul, you, in that radiation comes out what in whatever color that soul is dyed, intoxicated. Oh master, through your I you give pegs of wine like that. It is not matter of reading, writing. That is why when that's the play of the soul through the eyes. In whatever color you are dyed, that very ready comes. You see how people are become less through eyes. How you feel others angry through eyes. How tired you are, your eyes are at the strange colouring, you see. So eyes are the windows of the soul. Oh Master, give me that wine, but that will come through your eyes. The Master, when they transfer their mastership, they give through eyes. Not through that. Good.
जमाल को ऐसी पिलाई पी के मतवाला हुआ, जमाल को ऐसी पिलाई पी के मतवाला हुआ, देख कर देखता देखता ही रह गया, ना चूं रही ना हूं, ना हूं रही ना हम, ना चूं रही ना بلادِ ساکیاں نہ ہوش رہنا ہم. بھول گیا غلط کیا گیا.
That's why I say God is that way. People ask how much time we should give. No, tell me. When I came to my master, I asked him how much time should I give. I was a family man. I had to attend my job. He says 5-6 hours minimum, the most you can. That is his gift. This had through radiation twice. It's a very highly charged body. So the charging only gives the lift to everybody and sees light. What is it? Little charge. Little help. That's all. All right, go on with your show now.